So began to look at all of these different kinds of patterns. Now we've only covered the circular patterns. We've only covered circular patterns. There's triangles, there's squares. There's all different kinds of forms that the individual comes out of when they're coming to respond to you, when they come to respond to you. So when we get up to this universal level of consciousness, we're able to see the images of this power. How people are coming out. Right in that light, right in that Akashic light, if you start concentrating on it, you get their record. Where is the end of their life stream? Right there. That's the end of your life stream. That's the beginning of your life stream. It's the end and the beginning. The Alpha and the Omega is right there. The beginning and the end. You look on this circle, if I didn't have it overlapped here, you wouldn't know where it began or ended. You'd just be a circle. You'd say, well, where's the end? If I stop here, that's the beginning. No, it's the end. Well, I'll stop over here. No, that's the beginning. No, that's the end. So it's the Alpha and the Omega. You're the end of your life, and you're at the beginning of your life. But which part are you looking at? Now they have those people that come out of their center from the past. Past-orientated people. And they're always talking about the there and then. There and then. And most people in the world are always talking about they're a bunch of has-beens. What has been? What happened yesterday? What happened last night on television? What happened this morning on their way to work? It's always past. They're always looking past. Past-orientated. So they may be past-orientated physically. Tell me about that. What they did. What they felt. What they were thinking about. What they knew. Oh, I used to know those kind of things. I knew that. I created that once before. It's in the past. Always going backwards. And did you ever see somebody going backwards and saying, I wonder where I'm going in my life. I want to see where I've been. Next thing you know, they're tripping over something because they're not watching where they're going. They're not watching where they're going. See, they're looking in the past. That kind of person, when you ask them to do something, they look in the past and see what they did. They're not free to do what is necessary now. They have to work out of conditioned reaction, defensive reactions, habit patterns, the past experiences, the past actions. See, it's always there and then. It is not in the here and now. Now. Past, now. Here and now. How many people talk about the here and now? You know, praise comes in the here and now. Hair looks nice. I want to give you a brush marks, but that's okay. Now she's emotional. Her emotions and her will. Now she's open. See how self-conscious that makes you when you start pointing those things out? In the now. See? We bring people to now. We get self-conscious. The presence brings self-conscious. The statement of the presence is, I am. I am. Not a have been or going to be, I am. Better watch for them going to be's, man. They'll sting you. It all swell up in the going to be's. I'm going to have this kind of time when I get there. I'm going to be this. I'm going to be that. See, what are you right now? Now, present consciousness. What's going on now? They're talking about the here and now. People there. How about they're coming out of that point right now? They have spontaneous action, spontaneous feelings, spontaneous thoughts, spontaneous knowledge, spontaneous creativity, spontaneous individuality, spontaneous universality. Cosmic consciousness brings universal powers, cosmic laws, universal laws that are the same for all. What kind of laws do we have in those levels? I am that I am. It's a universal law of identity. Identity and consciousness, saying, I am that I am. That's universal law. A like attracts a like. Universal law. I remember I was a little kid. And before I learned all these cosmic laws and this, Grandma used to teach me in old country things. You know, sayings. Birds of a feather flock together. She didn't say, a like attracts a like. She said, birds of a feather flock together. So here's Jerry running outside. That was my name.
Oh no, Grandma's wrong. There's his barrel and a rock. Hey Grandma, that's wrong.
I was always ready to prove her wrong instead of to see the light. And so she says, oh, you'll understand me a little early. Older. It's a little early for me now. You get a little older, you get it. I said, well, there really was a rock. She never saw a sprobbin. Sprobbin. She says, what are you? See if you can find a sprobbin. Well, I was a kid. I just went out and started looking for them. I took everything right now. Did you ever see sprobbins? The birds of a feather flock together. A like attracts a like. If you want to know the kind of person you are, look at the kind of people it's around you. Look what kind of job you have. Look what kind of surroundings you're in. That's what kind of person you are. That's where you're at. See? Where are you at? Right there. Where else could you be? You're right there. You're right there. You're there. See? You're right where you're at. I remember when I first started out and I used to read a lot of Horace. Everybody come, I'm reading my army on her. Tell me where I'm at. Tell me where I'm at. I say, and they come up and say, I'm in my hand, I say, right there.
Oh, no, don't do that. Now, tell me all about my life.
I said, you wanted to know. I said, okay, I'm just read it. People of the now will come straight out. How about the future? People, I'm going to be happy when I get down the road. I'm going to be happy when the kids are gone. I'll be happy when the bills are paid. I'll be happy when I find the perfect mate. I'll be happy when. And they're off in the future all the time. Well, it's going to be better when we leave this place. It'll be better when I get another job. It'll be better when I'm in a different relationship. It's always off someplace. It's going to be. What is? See, the future is never certain till its outcome. The future is only all probability. You see? And the people that say, oh, it's fixed, are the people that are fixed. The people says the future's fixed, there's nothing you can do about it. They're fixed, there's nothing you can do about it. And so they'll continue doing what they're doing. See? But if you change now, that changes the future. If you change what you're doing now, that'll change your future. But if you let the past keep on going right on through the present, it will be your future. People say, well, how can you tell me what's going to happen? I've been doing readings for years and been telling people what's going to happen to them in months and months. One lady came to me and she recorded the reading. She came to Hawaii. Their friend says, oh, you got to go over and get a reading from this guy. So I gave her a reading and I told her about her. She was going to go buy these antiques and where she was going to buy and all. She said, I never go there. And she didn't have a tape recorder, so she put her reading away. 5 months later, she pulled the reading out. She was in Seattle. He told me that. He told me that. Yes, I did go there. I didn't think I was going there. I didn't think I'd find the antiques there, but I did. And boy, she went to the places. She did all those things. So you know what she did? She got on a plane and came to Hawaii for another reading. Spent 2 days and went back. Just to get another reading. But she wanted to know what was going to happen. Off in the future. And she says, how do you know those things? I says, well, I see the rhythms of the past, and I see what you're doing. That's all it takes to read the future. See your rhythms of what you're doing. And if you're not changing that, then it's going to continue. But how many times you've been told about something that's going to happen, and you changed and it didn't happen? It's not how they were wrong. When they gave you the power to change it by giving you forewarning. They forewarned you so you could change, and so then you averted having that happen. That's why you get those kind of things. But you don't say, oh, they were wrong because now it's changed. Look how you changed it. What did you do to change it? How did you bring yourself? So you've got past-oriented people, you've got now-oriented people that live in the presence, and you have future-oriented people. Then you've got fluctuators, they're going all over the place. You don't know where they're going to come from the next time you see them. They're talking about what they did, next time you tell them what they're going to do, then what's happening to them right now. My stomach is all upset. My head is like, how is it happening to you? Because whatever your center of response is the way you are seeing your world. You are perfect, pure, whole and all behind all of this. You're a perfect, pure being. You're a crystal clear being behind all of this. And you have an experience. This experience goes over this pure being. You're the light. You're the source of your life. God has given you that. You're God experiencing. That's the source of life. You're the source of your life. Individualized God. You see? Okay. You're the source. You have created everything that has happened to you by what you have over this source. Your individuality. You as an individual conscious manifestation of the pure consciousness of God. Innocence. Pure innocence. How long since you've been innocent? When did they start putting things on you? When are you going to throw them off? When are you going to stop being dependent? See, now they're dependent beings. Emotional dependence. Physical dependence. Mental dependence. You've got all these dependent beings. Oh, I can't do anything. I've got to check with so-and-so first before I make a decision. See what they think about it. Oh, I've got to go see how my mom feels first. I'm going to go see how my honey feels first. Dependent. Well, I can't make a move without them. If you're standing in the middle of the street and here comes a truck, what are you going to do? Say, wait a minute, I've got to get my honey to find out where I should move. Well, you want me to check the oil while I'm under here? It's running you over, right? If you're dependent, you're vulnerable for all kinds of things. If you're dependent, you're vulnerable. You know what happens when that individual moves and you're leaning on them. There you are. You're leaning on them. Whoops. Oh. Oh. No one will let you down unless you're leaning on them. Get that one? No one will let you down unless you're leaning on them. See how simple that is? All physics. Very simple. Oops. And if you're not leaning on them, they won't let you down. If you're not leaning on mom, you're not leaning on dad, how can they let you down? Oh, they let me down! You see? Because you were leaning on. When are you going to stand on your own 2 feet and be an independent being? First you're dependent, but then when you get out of the infant and childish state, then you become an adolescent independent. But see, you haven't reached maturity yet. And some people get this independence, and they get stuck in that. Oh, what a terrible place to be. I'll do it myself. And they're saying, nobody helps me. Well, I'll do it myself.
Oh, nobody's helping me. I wonder why they're not helping me. I'm too independent.
They don't say they're too independent. But that's what happens to them. They don't grow up and get interdependent. And they don't even recognize interdependence. Because maturity is interdependence. Relying on each other. Not leaning on each other, but relying on each other. When you go down to the grocery store, you rely on the grocer to have groceries. That's an interdependence. See? You go to the gas station, and the dependence is on that man to have the gas there. Interdependence, you see. It's not saying, I'm going to lean on it like it's the gas. And if he doesn't get gas, I'm let down. Well, there's other dealers. There's other grocery stores. So we get this interdependence. Boy, if we were just dependent on one grocery store and we took a trip, we'd starve before we got that. Oh, I can't go over there and eat. I mean, I'm dependent on this. Some people get dependent on diets. Some people can be dependent on systems. You see. Some people get dependent on religions. Philosophies. All this dependence. When are you free? Not in dependence. You're not free. Not independently, you are not free. Not interdependent, you are free. Only when you are spiritual are you free. You are one with everything then. See, spirituality is oneness. When have you reached your height? See, don't stop at the just being an adult, because that's going to lead you to. That's going to go too. You're not going to take this body with you, these emotions with you, this mind with you, this knowledge with you. You're going to take your direct experiences with you. That's what you got. That's what you got for God. That's what you got to lay on the throne as you're going across, you see. Are you depending on someone else? They come and show you the way? Here was this man. And he lived in this village, and it was on the side of this river, and it was a real swift river, and it was a real wide river, and nobody could swim across this river. And on the other side of this river was beautiful fruit trees and beautiful animals and beautiful grass and wonderful place to be, a land of milk and honey. And on this other side, where everybody was at, everybody was scrounging around to get enough to eat. They all had to live in these old run-down shacks. It was a desert area. They had to always go to the river to get water. They couldn't go very far from the river. And everybody tried to get across the river. They were swept away by the river. And then one day, one young man was there, and he says, I got it. I'm going to tie a rope around this tree and around my waist, and I'll swim across the river and tie the rope on the other side. See, and the sea, it won't take me away. And then everybody will get across. He saw this beautiful land. He saw it there. So he got the rope and he tied it to the tree and he tied it to his waist and he started swimming across the river. And boy, the current was so heavy, man, he was could hardly make it. And so he seen it, he couldn't make it any further, but he took the rope off and he threw it up on a stump on the other side. And there was a group watching, and they said, hey, look, what a wonderful man. He got the rope across. Now we can go across the river. Oh, he was so wonderful. He did it for us. Let's build a temple and we'll pray and bless him for doing this. So they built a temple and said, oh, it was so wonderful what he did. It was so great what he did for us. But nobody went across the road. They were afraid that they would be taken off by the river. And so what they did, they went around the countryside saying, oh, so-and-so was so great. They swam the river. But they lost their life, yes, but they got the rope across it. And along came the trees, and along came the twigs, and the leaves, and a caught on the rope, and pretty soon the rope didn't look like a rope. And they'd go down and go, oh, look at the land over there. Once upon a time, someone crossed the river. Once upon a time. Are you still waiting? Still waiting? Are you ready to cross the river? See, are you waiting for someone else to do it for you? After they've shown you the way, you see, are you ready to go? So what is your center of response? Are you a self-master? Or are you a dependent on someone else? Are you self-controlled here at this heart level, self-control? Or are you one of those dependents that have to wait for somebody to do something for you, or to feel for you, or to do things for you? Think I'll make them happy. And emotional dependence.
make me happy.
You don't care, I'll make them happy. Then you get tired of making them happy.
I wonder why they're not making me happy anymore.
Dependency. People get other people in dependency. Oh, let me do this for you, honey. Oh, let me do this for you, honey. And one day, well, how come you're not doing this for me? Well, I'm busy. But you always do it for me. But wait a minute, I've got something else to do. Then how is it going to get done? Do it yourself.
That's not love me anymore. I've got to do it myself.
See how you're getting these dependencies? Okay, God, do it for me. Okay, Jesus, do it. Okay, masters, do it. They showed you the way. You see, the teachings show you the way, but you are the master living there. You're the master of your life. You're the one that is in control of that life. It's been given to you. What a precious thing. You're an individual. There's nobody like you. There never has been anybody like you. You can do anything. You can channel any energy that you make yourself a fit receptacle for. But are you comparing? Are you making these comparisons and saying, well, I can't do it exactly the way they do it, so I'm not as good? Or are you doing what you do? The best you can do it. You see? Oh, well, I can't change those mashed potatoes like those guys did back then. So I guess I'm no good dancer. Are you comparing yourself? Maybe you have a different dance. Maybe you're walking to a different drummer. You see? When are you going to come to your individuality and your own self-mastery? When you can see how all these things are coming at you. When you become responsible, when you have the ability to respond, freed response. And the only way you can do is throw all this stuff off you. It's too heavy to carry around. Are you still trying to do what Mama wanted you to do, or Dad wanted you to do, or what you wanted to do 10 years ago, or 20 years ago? What are you trying to do? What response are you coming from? Where are you coming? Are you taking command here? The master of yourself. Self-discipline. If you don't discipline yourself, surely something will come along and discipline you, even if it's nature. If you're not self-disciplined, you run outside without your clothes and it gets cold, nature will discipline you to put on some clothes. Unless you put them on yourself, you see, be self-disciplined. When are you going to be self-accepting? You wonder why nobody likes you? Do you like you? If you don't like you, how can you expect anybody else to like you? Is that your standard response? You come from, I don't like me? Oh, I've got to change my body. I've got to change my emotions. I've got to change my mind. I've got to change my knowledge. I've got to change. Got you. You don't got to do anything. You don't have to do anything. You can just lay down and leave the body. You don't do nothing with it for a while, it'll go, start going back to its lifetime. The light tracks the light. The earth part will go back to the earth. The water will go back to the water. The air will go back to the air. Fire will go to fire. Ethers will go to ethers. Spirit will go to spirit. Mind will go to mind. You see? Everything will go back to its lifetime. See, unless you keep it together, unless you do it, unless you're mastering it. Either you master it or it masters you. It's that simple. Something has to be mastered. See? Do you have a phantom master or a real one? What is your example? You see? I remember when I started on the path and I wanted to do certain things, I didn't go to books, I didn't go to people who were trying to find that, I went to the ones that were doing it. If you want to be a doctor, you go to doctor school. You want to go to a lawyer, be a lawyer, you go to law school, you see. What you want to do, you go to that place and you learn that, you see. You want to learn how to read, you want to learn how to control yourself, you want to learn these things, so you come to learn these things. They're yours. A master says, oh, I don't mind that. Takes the power and uses it. Steps out in faith.
What are you waiting to have proved to you first? See, if you want to be a singer, start singing. Want to be a dancer? Start dancing. See? Want to be a writer? Start writing. Start the flow. You want to be a psychic? Start doing those things. You want to be a mystic? Start doing those things. You want to be spiritual? Start doing those things. Whatever you wish to do, do it. Don't wait to have something before you do it. Because doing is doing. Not doing is not doing. Trying is lying. Not doing.
Oh, I tried.
God knows I tried.
Yeah, you sure did.
You tried.
But you didn't do it. Trying is lying. Do it. Do it or don't do it. It's that simple. Either do it or don't do it, or stay neutral. Stay neutral. Where can you take the quickest action from? When you are free. Is your mind free, emotion free, or do you have certain patterns that always run? Certain conditions, certain responses, certain ways of coming out of your center. When you go to work tomorrow, or where do you go? Take another route. Take another route. If you wore a certain kind of clothes on Monday, change those clothes. If you walk in the office and sit down at your desk and walk around the right side of your desk, this time walk around the left side of your desk. Start breaking those habit patterns, those conditioned reactions. Be the master of what's going on. Watch what you're doing. Be aware of it, because as soon as you find out where you are, then you'll know where everybody else is at. You know the biggest thing that happens to people? They get scattered. Well, over here with mom and dad, they act one way. Then they go out with their honey and they act another way. Then they go to the job and they act another way. Then they're in the crowd and they act another way. And then they say, who am I? Am I this one over with mommy? Am I over this here one with my mother? Am I over here this one with the work? Am I this one in the crowd? Which one am I? Who am I? Well, you're all of that. You can cut yourself to pieces, and some people cut themselves to pieces in these different responses. There's those. Boy, how about this one? They always got a little piece missing. They tell you something, but they always leave something out. They always never complete it. See, there's something missing. That kind of response. Do you get that? It's a piece of cake. And there's crumbs all over the place. You see? Don't be crummy. As you're working with this and begin to take your mastery, only when you have your own self-determination, self-mastery, self-realization, self-discipline, self-acceptance, self-understanding, self-analytic abilities, self-consciousness, will you be master. Only when you throw off all these lesser fields as your identity and see yourself the master of them will you be master. I teach the master's path. I'm not teaching the Chela's path. If you want to go follow somebody, go follow and do what they do. I don't want any clones. I don't want any bunch of Roys running around. I want you to be you, to do what you do. Fit your part in the tapestry of creation. Don't try to be anybody else. That's putting that on you, and the next thing you know, you're trying to respond that way. Come from you. Come from yourself. In the meditation, you go deep in, and you get to the point where you are aware that you're aware. That's the depth of your meditation. To become aware where you're aware. You come to that point of consciousness where you're aware that you're aware. When you are looking, when you're the seeker, when you get to that point, the seeker and the sought become one. God looks out of his omnipresent home and says, I am. Who you are. probably experienced it. Do you think any of the masters that ever lived didn't think they were not God experiencing? And taught you to go to God in consciousness? Because they knew once you got to that point, you were master over all other levels. You were a child of God in the Christ consciousness, in the purity and perfection of yourself as a solidification, a sustained entity, sustained power. Why do we call him the sustainer, the savior, to pull us out of all of this? It's in you right now. It's here right now. You're it. God is in you as you. God is everything you see, everything you don't see, everything it is, was, and always will be, in all, as all. Seen and unseen. Are you totally aware of that? Are you in God conscious state? Do you see the Spirit everywhere? Are you one within the Spirit of all things? Can you get into the Spirit of the crowd? Can you get into the Spirit of the game? Can you get into the Spirit of humanity? Or are you stuck down here someplace? I, me, my. I, me, my. You know all those minds? You know what happens? They blow up on you, don't they? All those minds end up blowing up on you because, see, everything wishes to be free. Everything wishes to be free. See? It all wishes to be free. And when you're aware that you're aware, that is the point of power. That's your freedom. That's the point of freedom. And when you can walk in that attitude of consciousness, you are total conscious. The Hindus call that samadhi. The Buddhists call it centuri. The yogis call it self. Self. Are you in that point? Are you really a realized child of God? Realized child of God. Because here's where your powers are. There is no limitations. There is no time, space, and circumstance can bind anything. The old patterns will hinder you. Water can become wine. Little fishes and little loaves can feed thousands. You can command the wind. Peace. Be still. Are you ready for that? Are you ready to take your dominion of the first being that was come upon this planet, was given dominion over the earth and all that was on it, or is something of the earth controlling you? Are you controlled by potatoes, corn, hops, little weeds, little flowers, see, booze, narcotics? Is that controlling your life? Oh, I've got to take something to get up. I've got to take something to get down. I've got to take something to take his pain away. I've got to take something to take him. No longer this one. We have become dependent on altered things, things that are not natural to us. How long are we going to be that way until we get back to our natural self, until we take command over these things? Have you got the self-discipline to set down every day and do your meditation? How are you ever going to get willpower unless you will to do things? Do you see, when we told you to sit down and do the meditation, when we said, when we give you the exercises to do, if you're doing them, you are gaining powers and you're getting benefits. There is no silver platters here. It takes your work, your energy. All this is just to break you free, so in the next week, now we can take and develop powers. We had to get the right understanding of who we were before we could do that. And tomorrow night, we'll be having a dynamic experience. We won't be in this room. We'll be in the back room. And what I want you to do when you come, I want you to bring yourself a sleeping bag or a blanket or something like this, because you're going to have a two-hour entrancing technique called open heart, quiet mind. And that's all I'm going to tell you about. But I'll tell you, once you have that, your whole life is going to change. You're going to be in a different state of consciousness. True? That's an experience that is dynamic. So tomorrow night when you come to the back room and bring your
sleeping bag, bring your blanket, bring your little pillow, whatever you want. Look up on the board and follow the instructions that are on the board. Because I won't be saying anything, but I'll be right here with the harmonium. From that point on, you just follow the instructions while I tell you to do. Just do that, and you'll have a dynamic experience. And you'll be putting something in your consciousness and in your subconscious mind that'll be power for the rest of your life. You'll find that you'll never lack persistent determination again. You'll have a direct experience of a lot of these things we're talking about. But first of all, we've got to get this right understanding. Where are you coming from? When you go home tonight, seriously take a look at yourself. With love. With truth. With wisdom. Come to yourself with love. Not a shame. Oh, whatever's going on, I'm going to get it. Boy, if you get one of those kind of things, man, you're going to go home and beat on yourself. I thought that was really silly, you know, once we did these cones. In Zen Buddhism, you get a cone and you go meditate on the cone. So the cone that day was, he said to us, he told us the story. He says, once there was a young man came to the master. And he said to the young man, he says, I've got anger. How do I get rid of anger? The master says, well, show it to me. Well, I don't have it right now. He says, well, when you get it, bring it and show it to me. He says, oh, I'll surely lose it before I get here. He says, well, that anger must be something outside of yourself. When anger gets into you, you get a big club and beat on yourself till anger runs away. Are you doing that? Are you beating on yourself trying to get it to run away? And then we sat for an hour and meditated on that. Are you ready for your freedom? Are you ready for your self-mastery? Are you ready to get off of it? Off of what your fixations are, what you've been doing? You see, this is development of gifts and powers. And we've just been working through the first levels. You see. Now we're going to get into some areas. And those that will get it, the ones that have been meditating, practicing their little exercises, will be able to do those. Those are the ones who will get it. You see? Oh no, look at the lures. Well, do it. It's not too late. One says, well, I didn't meditate right on time. I didn't meditate today, but I did yesterday and today. Well, I meditated once in the last 3 days. Don't be mad at yourself. Don't be upset with that. Start where you're at, right from where you're at. Right now, that's where you start from. You see? Don't whip yourself for the past. Be here now. Do it from now on. From now on. And if you don't do it, okay, do it when you can do it. Don't get upset with yourself. Meet yourself with love. Be truthful with yourself. You will gain wisdom. Because by experience, you gain knowledge. And through experience knowledge, you gain your wisdom. Okay. Just a little synopsis. Seeking to find energy movements. And this was just to key you in to see things that you really already know. Most of these things that we've been discovering already is to stimulate it in your consciousness to bring it to the surface so that all these things go together. So you may have these things randomly already in your consciousness, but the system that we're teaching you puts all these things together so that you have a block of energy that you can see with, that you can develop with, that you can be able to work with. And so it just brings everything back fresh in your mind. And a lot of you have been on the path for quite some time and doing these things already, so a lot of this isn't new to you, but you may have not worked with it in this particular system, or this technique. And so it does definitely have results. You will have good results from it. Practice the practices. Study how people come out as you're
going tomorrow through your daily experiences, just watch people how they're responding, how they're coming from their center. This isn't so that they have to change. This is so you, as a being that is able to be selfless, be able to move in consciousness, can take and merge with the individual to find out where they're coming from so you can help them. You see, part of your obligation, if you're given healing powers, is to heal. If you're given words of prophecy, it's to prophesy. See, if you're given words of wisdom, they're to share. You see, and words of knowledge about individuals. If you're given faith, you're supposed to exercise that faith. You're supposed to exercise it. If you're given clairvoyance, you're supposed to exercise it. Clairaudio is supposed to exercise it. Extrasensory perception or sensitivity, it's your obligation to use it. So, as many people as you can help, see, doing the good on the earth, we need to help one another. For the survival of this planet, humans need to love humans. And how many people even know who lives on both sides of them? Or down the block, how long has it been since you were aware of the people in your neighborhood? Most of the places I find here in California, people don't even know who lives next door. Oh, it's old geezer over there. You see. Oh, it's Sam, and now he's doing something different. I don't want to get involved with that. Oh, that's the one that's out there sunbathing in the back. That's all they know about them, you see. Is by what they, you know, see their comings and goings. Well, when you can get a deeper insight, there may be something that individual needs, something you can help them with. There may, when you start getting the power, strangers will walk up on the street and tell you the most deepest things about themselves. You see. Other times you may be querying, saying, oh God, what is the answer to this? What is the answer? You get on a bus and a little old lady next to you turns around and tells you everything. I've had that happen. I say, I'd like to see you again. Oh, well, I'm only going to be here a couple of days and I'm leaving the island. But boy, they did. Wow, that was so interesting. You told me everything I was looking at, I've been asking for the last 24 hours, and now you're... See? Don't limit where your source of help can come from, and don't limit where you can be of service. You see? Because as you're of service with the power, as you're of service with it, it will increase and grow in you. You have to give it away to get it. So you have to do it. If you don't use it, you lose it. It falls down into the subconscious mind. You knew these things, but did you pay attention to them? No, they fell down in the subconscious mind. You were down there someplace. Oh, yeah, I was aware of that before, but has it been brought to the surface? How long since it's come to the surface? You see, so all we're doing is stimulating, bringing it back up to where, bring back up where you can use it. And if you don't use it, you lose it. It's that simple. If you don't use the teachings right away and put them in your life right away, they have no power. Because what will happen is, the more you put it off, the more time, space, and circumstances happens. That's how much farther away you get from it. When, if you're working to change and speak the truth, and then you come to a situation and you find yourself exaggerating a little bit, you stop right there and get corrected and go on. You go, oh, I was a big liar just now, I blew it. Don't reveal yourself as negative. Immediately just change it. At that point, when you realize it, and you'll find yourself realizing the right in the middle of things, then pretty soon, because you don't want to have that happen to you, and you say to your subconscious mind, give it to me beforehand, then the subconscious mind will give it to you beforehand, before you get into the situation. You see, that's when you want it. Oh, I remember when I was 8 years old and Grandma gave me a reading that summer. It's the first reading she ever gave me. And she told me everything was going to happen to me from the time I was 8 till I was 35 years old. She told me all the major events in my life. She told me when I was going to get married. She told me how many children I was going to have. She told me what kind of jobs I would have, what I'd be doing in the world, all the troubles I'd get into. And what happened was, I went through the experience and I realized, oh, Grandma told me that. And it was always after the fact that I got the information. I remember, oh, I'd be too busy going through it. If I bring it to the surface this way, bringing things to the surface this way, when you stop them, you have the full power because they're right there in consciousness. You confront them, they're right there. See? But if you let them slide a little bit, whatever justifications you have for doing it the other way, whatever ideas, whatever feelings, whatever knowledge you have to do it some other way, will step in between you and that, and you'll not only have that to take care of, but all this other is supporting it. But if you knock that out of the way, all the things that are supporting it will fall away too. So you stop it right at the moment. You exercise the power right away. You put these things into your life. You put the breathing exercise into your life. You take and do the chants to control your emotional body. You see. You do the meditations to get the power. You do the breath of fire to stimulate all your body so that you have health. I'll tell you, you do that breath of fire 2 or 3 times a day, you're going to feel in about 3 or 4 weeks, you're going to feel real healthy. Because it exercises all those bodies.